beside pulls in on the sea. My lady, lady in gray. My lady, lady in gray. Day by day, week by week, fallen leaves and voices deep chase away the wind and rain. A tale to tell or say. So in a while, catch a smile. Ain't got time.
SJD with So Much More, and I have so much more of his music on my show in the next couple of weeks, and I'm pretty sure that if I said that people can come on the show, I'm pretty sure we had put his hand up in the air. He's been on the show about 3 times already. He's a good man, good man, good music as well. Okay, Adam.
Yes, hello.
Hello. I'm going to make you, and you're going to volunteer, obviously, to play 2 songs in the next couple of minutes.
Yeah. I thought we'd just do a small set of 2 songs. I'm just going to sort of, I don't really have an idea of what ones I'm going to do. Well, I do, I've put the capo on, the 4th fret, so I know I'm going to play 1 of 4 songs. But we're just going to go off the cuff. I'm going to play, just see how it goes.
Okay,
hopefully
okay.
Everyone will enjoy it. It can be these nice, relaxing sounds. I'd like to say that my music, I would say, if I had to define it, it would be songs of optimism and meeting beautiful women, aka meeting all kinds of people that are beautiful, but I sing about girls.
But in particular,
there's a running theme in my music. It's about tropical jazz and beautiful girls. So that's what I'd like to put out there as a vibe when going into this music, if I will.
See, me and Claire Quest frequently say that the best place to listen to your music would be in a beach. And with a glass of Pinot Grigio or something like that,
yeah.
And laying back and chilling.
I like to think of it as like what they would put through the speakers in a rehab, or like or somewhere like where, like somewhere like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. You know, because they have there's orchestra playing all the way through them that film, isn't there? As to kind of keep the inmates all docile and nice and happy. Well, that's how I like to think of my music. Docile and happy.
Well, show us now how docile and happy the music can be. So, okay.
This is a song called Buffalo.
Cause who he is, well, always comes to the surface with every word he says. Well, he knows better than to hide himself away when he knows it. Yeah, he knows it. He's a wild beast and he's a real good guy. He's given me release from what's on my mind. But he's as strong as an ox and he's as brave as a buffalo when he was a soldier in real life. I remember what it was like, yeah, when the time was right. Well, it was all ours. Well, he doesn't stray too far from the truth, and he didn't tell too many lies, no, in his youth, and he knows better than to hide himself away when he knows it. Yeah, he knows it. He's a wild beast, and he's a real good guy. He's given me release from what's on my mind. But he's as strong as an ox, and he knows it. But he's as strong as an ox, and he knows it. Wonder what it's like to live a dream. Well, first you gotta get up and you gotta get out and look at yourself and say, well, I can and I will. Look at yourself and say, well, I can and I will. Well, don't be afraid to break a heart. Just Remember the times, yeah, when you meant them. Be wise, don't let them treat you like a shopping cart. Well, they'll be giving you everything, but they're pushing you their way, yeah. Well, a young woman once said to me, well, you are a ray of sunshine. She reached over and felt my heartbeat going double time. Be as bright as a light and as subtle as a bow and arrow. Ever wonder what it's like to live a dream? Well, first you gotta get up and you gotta get out and look at yourself and say, well, I can and I will. And look at yourself and say, well, I can and I will. And don't be afraid to speak the truth. Just remember the times, yeah, when it helped you. And be wise, don't let them treat you like a shooting star that might be beautiful, but it's short-lived. And be as bright as a light and as subtle as a bow and arrow. And be as bright as a light and as subtle as a bow and arrow. Be as bright as a light and as subtle as a bow and arrow.
Oh yeah.
And that was two songs back to back from Alan Sinclair. What's the second one called?
Untitled, but I'm going to call it, for this instant, Bow and Arrow. It's not recorded yet, so I just haven't thought of a title for it.
I've heard that before. You've played it a few times, yeah.
The other one, Buffalo, is a bit of an older tune that I've had knocking around for a while. Has taken different forms, and I've played it in many different keys and such. And a lot of friends of mine actually know that song. But it's new to the open mics I've been doing. It's one I don't bust out too much, but recently I've been playing, you know, when you play a song sometimes and it just feels really good, one that you haven't played for a long time, and you bust it out and you suddenly kind of like, oh, I remember this is a good song. And so I've been busting it out a bit more these days.
Nice, good stuff. This is all right to be here. I think we could fit maybe one or two more in the end, but we're gonna play three songs now. We got some Slaves, some View, and some Young Knives, and then it's quiz time, the first of 2016.
Ooh, no pressure.
No pressure. Ooh, you're going to feel the pressure, mate.
She's in a mess, burning holes in a white dress now. She's on a dressing up, I'm dressing down. Life's one big circle and it does end. When it ends, will you still be my friend? Am I making a fool of myself? But tell me, am I making a fool of myself? So when you look in the mirror, reflecting back at you, someone that you don't know. I've had the same jeans on for 4 days now. I'm gonna go to a disco in the middle of the town. Everybody's dressing up, I'm dressing down. I take my hats off to the busker man when they drown all the sorrows. They sing a song, not everything has worked out to plan, but believe me, he's smiling as long as he can. So when you look in the mirror, reflecting back at you, some person you don't know. That shit's made your head spin around. So get your sense together, or you'll choke you by on the ground. I've had the same jeans on for 4 days now. I'm gonna go to a disco in the middle of the town. Everybody's dressing up, I'm dressing down. My mind's not perfect, but it's sincere. You'd be amazed at what you down achieve in the air. And you try so hard, but your eyes on the switch. And I know you try so hard, but your eyes on the switch. So when you look in the mirror, reflecting back at you, someone that you don't know. That's just made your head spin around. So get your set together.
That was The Young Lies of Terra Firma. That's one of my favourite albums, actually, for a good little while. Actually, I got it in my car. Sorry?
What year did that album come out?
Oh, not too sure. I think about 2011. I'm not too sure.
Okay.
I've got it in the car. We can have a look on the way home when it came out.
I'm trying to think of what I liked in 2011. Would have been like Destroyer. Had an album out called Kaput. And that was maybe my favourite album of that year. Or LCD Sound System.
LCD Sound System. This is happening.
That was that year, I think. That was one of my favourites.
Drunk Girls. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah, I actually saw their last ever show in London. They are back with a single, but, like, that's the thing, is everyone's up in arms about how they're back, and they had a big last show and a film about their last ever show, but they just don't do live stuff anymore. That's the thing, is, like, James Murphy just goes under the name LCD Sound System.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I
right.
mean? But they are back, and that Christmas song was actually quite good. Did you
I
hear it?
I know, I haven't
It's called Christmas
it.
Will Break You Down, or something like that. It was Christmas yeah. Will... It was kind of... It's kind of a depressing song, but it's witty, you know, like only James Murphy can do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Okay.
It's now, quiz time.
It is quiz time. It is right. Now, remember last year, the winners were Safe House from Southend. They won it last year. So now this is a brand new series. This is a brand new series.
Yep.
And we've had a bit of I'm making a bit of a twist this year. So in other words, it's 15 questions. Same rules still apply. So no phones, no nothing. So you can't...
That's cool.
You're right. You can't confer because there's no one else here with you.
No.
And it's essentially what I thought, well, this year, people could play to their strengths. So I've got three types of quizzes. There's general knowledge, there's a music quiz, and there's a football quiz. You've gone for the music quiz.
Yep, I've gone with that.
And there is subsections to the music quiz as well. And you've gone for a Beatles quiz.
Right, I want to say, just off the record, I've gone for Beatles, and people might be groaning now listening to us. Oh, he's gone for the Beatles, he's gone for the easy option. And you'd be right.
Yeah. Okay. But also, with a new series, I need a new theme tune to start. So this is this year's. Last year's was Loaded by Primal Scream. And this is a new one.
Is Dexter ill today?
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's trilogy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Mr. Kirk, I'm as upset as you to learn Dexter's 2 and 3, but surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It's the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane.
That's when you know it's bad, when you're being expelled for being criminally insane. That's right. When you know it's bad.
Right then. You're right.
Yeah.
However, right, okay, Beatles.
Right.
15 questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, right. Which Liverpool club was associated with the early days of the Beatles?
The Cavern.
It is the Cavern.
I've been there.
Have you been there?
Been in it, yeah.
Oh, that's something I haven't done yet.
Yeah, sort of Beatles tribute act in there.
Oh, my God.
They were rubbish, man. They even said, "Does anybody here heard of the Beatles?" We booed them for that.
Ooh.
We booed them. We even asked for Purple Rain as well. True story.
What was the first Beatle film?
Hard Day's Night.
It is?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
I'm answering quickly as well.
This is whitewash already. Who was the last member to join the band?
Ringo.
It is Ringo.
He's kind of one of the coolest ones. It's him. Oh no, I'm not going to get into it.
Right, who was... which country was John's second wife, Yoko Ono, from?
Well, this is I'm going to say Japan.
You'd be saying right.
Oh, okay, good. You might be a red herring. It could be like the Philippines or something. Brilliant.
What sort of writer was subject of a 1966 song?
Paperback
writer is. 5 out of 5. I've never had this.
Okay, well, like I said, this could be easy. The Beatles is... But then again, I might just know a lot about Beatles.
Whatever. Right. Who wrote Yesterday?
Paul.
Paul Ho? Yes.
Hogan.
No, he does actually say the only answer is Paul there, so...
Yeah.
Okay, what was the name of Paul's designer daughter?
Stella.
It is, in fact, Stella.
And I was outside her shop not too recently.
Where haven't you been?
Good question, Shay. Good question. Where haven't I been?
We might have to make
this part of the quiz.
Yeah, this is part of the quiz. Yeah. Which early album shared its name with a firearm?
Revolver.
Yes.
Another story behind that as well, but we won't get into it.
We might have to go to it afterwards. Mm. Which fruit was the name of their own record
Apple.
Label?
Damn! I'm going to get 100% here.
You might do. You've got 9 out of 9 so far. Yeah. Which song introduced Yeah, Yeah, Yeah?
She wants you.
Oh! Yes.
She wants you.
I'm pulling your leg. It's actually She Loves You.
She loves you. I got that one wrong. Sorry. Damn. Damn it. It's okay.
I can't believe that. So that was nearly 100%.
Damn. I can't believe I got that one wrong.
Never mind, mate. Never mind. Okay, question number 11. Which Brian was their first manager?
Epstein.
It was Epstein.
Yeah.
Question number 12. A 1994 compilation was released of the Beatles live at which broadcasting station?
The BBC.
It was the BBC. Question number 13. Which band did Paul McCartney form after the Beatles?
Wings.
Just trying to play right into your own. Who picks up the rice in the church where the wedding had been?
Eleanor Rigby.
Yes. And final question, and you've done this in under 4 minutes.
Oh my god.
Right, okay.
I can't believe I got that one wrong as well.
I've never had this before. Who was the only Beatle to change his surname?
His surname. George Harrison, I think, changed his surname.
It wasn't, it was Ringo.
Of course it was, it's Starkey. Damn. Damn, I was getting too deep with that because they've all changed their name. They all change their names. Like Paul, he's actually James.
Yes,
his name's James, and
his son's called James.
Hmm. Well, I got two wrong. Then I should have got 100% there. I'm disappointed in myself. Two really easy ones wrong.
Well, unbelievably, in the first week, and this is the highest score I've ever had in the show.
Oh my god! Well, I'm happy about that.
This is probably a good thing. The fact that I've done a quiz where people can be placed.
How many of those questions about the Beatles did you know yourself?
Yeah. I probably knew a good 12 of them, if I'm honest.
Yeah, so they're quite easy. But then again, if you don't know anything about Beatles, that would be stumped.
Exactly.
Like with Revolver. If you didn't know the name of the albums, you wouldn't have a clue.
Well, I might have to call you back in December to play the live final at this rate.
Would that be Beatles too?
Yeah, that would probably be more general knowledge, my
friend.
Fair
enough, fair enough.
Okay, well, we're going to have the rest of this song from New Order, Tutti Frutti, and then we have some Stereophonics, and then we'll get back to some chatting before the end of the show. Unbelievably, Mr. Adam Sinclair has got 13 points on the first week of the new series of 50 Great Smarter. Here's New Order with Tutti Frutti.
So serene, but I don't know.
There's a band that I was halfway through seeing Green Day at Reading in 2013, and they weren't bringing their A game. Apparently, got better after I left, but they played Dookie in whole, and it didn't seem right. It wasn't an album which you should play in full.
Really, because I heard that it'd be a good thing that they, at least they played that and not American Idiot. Do you know what I mean? Dookie than, not that I'm a big Green Day fan, but if you're going to play a Green Day album, I sort of, I don't know, like. Was he not good?
I don't know. I'm not a massive Green Day fan anyway. So no. Kind of sit there looking at it, and I was just a bit like, just not doing it for me. And I walked off, and I knew Crystal Fighters were playing on one of the other stages, and they were fantastic.
Mm. I've been to Reading. I went to Reading once in 2008, and it was Metallica and The Killers and Rage Against the Machine were playing that weekend, and that was a hell of a weekend. I even saw like MGMT in the tent, Friendly Fires in the tent.
Yeah,
I saw Louis the 14th in the tent. I like to hang around the tents. I've seen some lights. You probably went to the Radio 110 and watched Crystal. What was that? Are they called Crystal Fighters?
Crystal Fighters.
Right. I've heard the name. It's the first time I've heard their track.
Yeah. No, they've got other good songs as well. Like, I wouldn't say that's the best one, but. Right. Definitely the worst.
Do you think, though, how many times have you been to Reading?
Twice.
Do you think that they are really struggling to get anyone decent to play there these days? Do you know what I mean? Like, I know that Metallica played there the other day and they're great. But, like, how many times are you going to go back to an 80s band to headline? Like, what I mean is like, where are all the young, up-and-coming bands?
Well, you know, it's funny you should say this, right? Because I don't know whether I had a bit of a generation with someone a little while ago, but... Mm. So, who headlined last year? It was Metallica, Mumford & Sons, and Libertines, which I think are all great. But, I mean, if you look down this list...
Well, they all used to be brilliant. That's the thing. It's like, Libertines aren't great now, are they?
I enjoyed them. Like now, like I mean, but then, thing is, Reading annoys me every single year because, like, what they do is they put out a list of people and I sit there, look at it, and I go, no, I'm not really that interested.
Yeah.
And then, like, the second lot come out and they go, well, it's a bit better, but then, you know, it's not worth me paying $200.
I mean, is it this year? Peppers again, is it? Chili Peppers are probably playing for the 50th time?
I don't know. But then the full lineup is announced. And you look down the list and you go, oh my God, I really want to go now. Just because of all the. And, well, I mean, this is the top two. Top two stages were Mother and Sons, Metallica. Well, I wouldn't go see Metallica, but Libertines, Kendrick Lamar.
He was there, was he? Well, he's worth main stage.
Yes.
Well, that's worth going to watch.
On before Libertines.
That's worth the ticket price alone, seeing Kendrick Lamar live. That honestly is. Shout out to that guy.
Yeah.
Kendrick. Like, he's...
Because he's listening.
The little rap... Well, the thing is that a lot of people in this country don't genuinely know who Kendrick Lamar is, and he's the top man. He's who the rappers listen to.
Yeah.
If you want to know who's good, see who the Kendrick. Rappers are listening to.
Jamie T, which I thought that'd be pretty good to go.
He's good. Jamie T's good.
Maccabees, I like the Maccabees.
Yeah, they're Cribs. A bit past it. Cribs are good. Good songwriters.
If you like your heavy stuff during the day on the Saturday, there was Bring Me the Horizon, which I've only just started getting into. Actually, Royal Blood.
But no new bands there. You see, they're all bands from a decade and more ago.
See, it's the Slaves. Slaves were on the Enemy stage. You had. Pace and Swim Deep, they're both good. Yeah. Catfish were on it. Everything, Everything.
I've heard good things about Everything, Everything.
Yes.
A lot of those bands, I must be honest, I've slept on pretty much all of those bands. As in, the music has passed me by.
Well,
that's what I mean.
Yeah. Everything are fantastic. I'm going to see them next month. It's supporting Foles. So right. I'm really looking forward to that.
Foles are decent. I like their first album. They're one of those bands. I saw them on Jules Holland, and I liked that they were really tight, and they're like a sax player at the time. And I loved that. And then they've put out some decent tracks. That track you played earlier was dope. It was good.
It was dope. I like that. I love the word dope. I think it's great to describe something that's good.
Yeah, I am bringing all that back. Like, I'm trying to bring, like jazzy kind of, like... You know when people, call people cats?
Yes.
I'm bringing all that jazz slang back. And all of, like, American, like, 90s slang, bringing it right back.
I thought it's a Little Mix were playing Reading. I thought that's not right. And they actually... A Little MVX, so not a Little Mix.
I'm not sure. Is Chance the Rapper on there, any chance? He's someone to look out for. He's a great rapper.
I can't see him on the list.
He might be way down the list.
Yeah. I don't know what you mean. I listened to him before.
But the thing is with Reading, though, is that you're a little bit younger than me. But, like, the thing is with Reading, it's a really young crowd there. That's, like, 18, 19, 21-year-olds that go there, really. It's all, like, the college leavers. And I went there when I was maybe, like, early to mid-20s when I went. And even I thought I was too old for it.
I reckon if I went now, I'd feel a little bit old, I think.
I mean, I'm 31. I should be staying away from Reading and going to, like, I suppose, Latitude Now, Best of All, somewhere where it's a little bit more mature audience, as they say. I've been to a festival in a long time. Like a music festival, that is.
Well, I mean, you have one of the heaviest stages. It's Newfound Glory, Refused, Cancer Bats. Yeah, but again, yeah, that's the thing. They're all quite...
Where's the block parties? Where are the Arctic Monkeys? Like, not those bands, but bands that... I don't know, maybe my taste has changed. And like I was like...
Maybe.
But I also think that those bands, the block parties and the early... When they were first putting out, like, Silent Alarm and stuff like that, I'd never heard music like that. I'd never heard indie music done like that before. And they're my age, you know. It really felt like my generation stepped up to the plate for a bit, like in like the early 2000s up to like 2008. And then I'm sorry that Kings of Leon killed it with Sex on Fire. I knew somebody. They're my favourite band, by the way. But I acknowledge that they helped kill the indie vibe that was happening around the early 2000s and that with that song. When a credible band like that write a song with a lyric that says, "Your sex is on fire." What the hell is that? Now I'm saying maybe I'm looking too deep into it, but that's what they're singing. That's the words they're choosing to use. What does that even mean?
Oh dear. So we should carry on this conversation after you've played another song. This song is called Tribal Attraction and it's on SoundCloud.
Yeah, man. So I hope you like it, guys.
adjusting some mics.
I see he's got himself a girl, and I wish she were mine. See, I am right here, and I wish she were mine. But he's asleep now, and he's missing it all. See, I am right here, and in the audience for this one woman show. She moves her body like nobody has moved their body. But she wasn't interested in you know who. But Laura loves to will be in the moment. No matter what, I believed in every word. She's gonna paint our faces like a rainbow. And tell us all that we are aware of everything. And we'll be okay when we're sitting in sing order. She said we'll be okay when we're sitting in sing order. Like nobody has moved their body. We are only interested in everybody. You gotta move your body like nobody's moved their body. We are only interested in everybody. So excuse me while me and my love, we're gonna dance our way home. Excuse me while me and my love, we're gonna dance our way home. Excuse me while me and my love, we're gonna dance our way home. Excuse me while me and my love, we're gonna dance our way home.
That's arguably that's my favourite one of yours.
Thanks for enjoying it.
Yeah,
well, that was one written in the jungle. That's all. That's all. I don't normally talk about what the songs are about because that's my business. But like that song was written based on what I was seeing at the time. So like if people in the future hear that song, the words are like passenger and observance. Just thought I'd put that out there.
Why not? Absolutely. You've got to share and carry. Yeah, so
also, I'd like to put out there that I do a podcast called Smash Crackers. It's on Mixcloud. I love it if you'd tune in. It's free to listen to. I do talking and music mixtapes if you'd like, if you're interested. Well, if you're not, whatever.
When you're not listening to Phoenix FM, you can listen to that, obviously.
Of course, yeah. Tune into Phoenix FM.
But thank you very much for coming on the show anyway.
Thanks, Shay.
We've got about 4 minutes left, so we can have a bit of a jibber jabber. But however, I do want you to do your little task that I asked you to do.
Oh, yes.
Music. So when you're ready.
Okay, when it's like okay.
So just take your time. Just, you know, perfect it, you know, in your own little way. Don't do what Paul Woodley did.
What did he do?
Paul Woodley basically sat there and went like, hello, my name is Trey, and I'm listening to Trey. No, Paul, that's the example I gave you. You don't say your name is me.
Oh man, I like Paul. I've met him a few times. I like Paul, but I didn't realise he couldn't. Like, maybe he's not a born actor. Sometimes you've got to learn your lines. And because I'm just going to...
It was very off the cuff. I did pressurise him, just like, this is what you got to learn.
And it's live on the radio as well.
And it's live on the radio.
So, like, let's rehearsal.
My name is Adam Sinclair.
And okay, I can just do this, dude.
Yeah, I trust you. I trust you. Okay, well, you know, just think of me as one of them, like... things of the films, you know, where they click.
The clackers.
Yeah, the clacker thing. So, just a...
Alright, okay. Well,
action.
Hi, my name's Adam Sinclair, and you're listening to Phoenix FM. I've messed it up already. Hi, my name is Adam Sinclair, and you're listening to 50 Shades of... I've done it wrong again.
No, you did it right.
See, this is what happens when I big myself up and act big Eddie. Yep. And I mess it up.
See?
We're all human, guys.
Yep.
Hi, I'm Adam Sinclair, and you're listening to 50 Shades of... Shay. I forget what you're... It's 50 Shades of Shay.
Yes.
This is all just part of the show, guys. We're just mucking around. This is all the off-the-cuff bit that we're doing.
We're just chilling.
We've got 3 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Hi, I'm Adam Sinclair, and you're listening to Phoenix FM and 50 Shades of Shay.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's why.
Can't ask for much more than that, can I?
Yeah, it took me 4 times, but we got there.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. Right, well, what have you got coming up? Have you got anything interesting that you want to share to people to promote before close
to
time?
I do a weekly podcast, like I said. I like people to tune into that and, like, check me up on Twitter, guys. But I've got a couple gigs coming up at the Traitor's Gate in Grays. Mm-hmm. I have a couple of spots there. I'm supporting Ren Steadman.
Yes.
And that's going to be my first time playing at the Traitor's Gate, and then I have another one in February. And then I'm going to be... It's just going to be organising gigs left, right and centre from now on and playing as regularly as possible. So to keep up to date, please check me up online. And then you can keep up to date. But that's about it for now, as for actual dates set in stone, which is the... I think it's the 16th of January, which is the first Traitor's Gate show. Also, there's a... I'm part of an undiscovered... a talent show, if I want to call it that. I'm part of that this year, and I'm going to be on the 28th of January. I'm going to be doing my first heat, which is going to be down the ship in Grays.
You need to email them back.
I have done. I saw that thing earlier. Yeah. Yeah, like I saw. I was like, but guess where it gone? It gone straight into the junk mail, man.
I'm a Dorian actually put me forward to judge that.
Did he?
Yes, not the ship one, because obviously I know too many people. But I'm doing the South End and Brentwood one.
Right, man. Okay.
Yeah, that should be fun. So right.
if you get extra points for how many questions you can answer about the Beatles in under 5 minutes, then I'm your man.
There you go. Yes, the record score on 50 Grade Smarter.
Yes,
and that's 13 out of 15. That's not too bad. You could be in the final already, but it was playing to your strengths, though, with a Beatles one, wasn't it?
It was. Like, I do appreciate that, you know, I did play it. Played straight into my hands there. But, you know, sometimes you've got to play to your strengths, you know what I mean?
Okay, fantastic. Thank you for listening, and thank you for Adam for joining me this week. Please join me next week where I'll have Jenny Petticoat on the show. See you next week. Have a great weekend.